Hey, Tom Brady's having his press conference right now, like 20 yards away. You got any? You want us to ask you any questions for you?
I'm surprised there's anybody wanting to talk to me.
We're here, man. Obviously, Ben, you play for a team that's used to winning, accustomed to success. How frustrating has this season been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been tough. The bar and the standard has been set high here, and you know, the start of this season has not been what something that we're used to. So it's been frustrating and difficult.
You know, one area that you guys usually do well, sort of the hallmark of a Steeler team, is running the ball really well. And that's an area that the last 4 weeks the Patriots have been a bit vulnerable on. Are you guys capable of running the ball well against this team?
Well, you know, we always want to run the ball well, regardless of who we're playing and whether they're good against the run or not good against the run. And, you know, that has to be our mindset. Our mentality is coming in to be balanced, because that's when we're at our best.
When you look at the Patriots defense with Aqib Talib and without Aqib Talib, what's the biggest difference with him in there and with him out of there?
Well, you know, you look at you know, we've been watching a lot of film, and even, you know, things without Vince, without Mayo, you know, they're missing a lot of their main guys over there. But you know, they find ways to get it done, and that's what's key. You find ways to win football games even when you're missing some of your best players.
But Talib specifically, I mean, how good is he? How good have you seen him play this season?
Very good. You know, he's a very good player, very ball aware, and someone that you know, when you're playing against him, you have to know where he's at and what he's doing.
Bill Belichick said earlier today that you know, the Patriots have been in a lot of close games. You guys have been in a lot of close games. They've won their share. You guys haven't been as fortunate. Do you feel close? Do you feel like that this is a team that if you play well, you're going to be able to get it done no matter who you're playing?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, that's the example that I've used too, is that we've been close and we haven't won, and the Patriots have been close and they have won. And you know, that's sometimes it's the bounce of a ball, sometimes it's a play made here or not made there. So you know, we feel like we've gotten better every week. We just haven't been able to put it all together.
Are there factors that or similarities that have gone into your close losses? Because you're a pretty experienced team, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think it's just we've kind of dug ourselves a hole early in games, just mm-hmm. like we have this season. We get behind and we're playing catch up all game. And in this league, it's hard to catch up late in games.
Obviously, the Patriots have on the defensive side have had some injuries, guys that won't be there on Sunday. Anything that you see without Vince and without Gerard Mayo and Talib may or may not play that has you licking your chops?
Well, no, I mean, it's still a good defense. They're, you know, they still make plays. Those guys are obviously, you know, you get Vince in the run game, and Gerard in both that, he's been playing lights out football. So, you know, those are, you know, marquee guys for them. And but in typical New England fashion, they fit guys in and find ways to get it done.
On offense, Ben, on Sunday, if you guys have success against the Patriots up here, it will mean that you're doing what well?
Well, I think not turning the ball over, you know, converting third down, so that turns into possessing the ball. And, you know, hopefully we score some points.
Your thoughts, the Patriots offensively have had a real problem converting third downs. As a quarterback, what are some of the biggest factors that go into extending drives and doing well in that area?
Yeah, I mean, extending drives comes from converting third downs, and the key to third downs is trying to get in third and manageable. You know, that's six and shorter, and which means you're doing your job on first and second down. Usually you get into longer down and distance on third down, and defenses start throwing crazy blitzes, and it's harder for guys to pick up all the different looks and blitzes, especially if they're bringing more than you can block. So I think getting in manageable third downs is key.
Going back to no Wilfork, this team not having Wilfork again, you know, everybody praises this guy as well they should, but when a guy like that is down, as good as he is and as much as everybody praises him, doesn't that allow you guys to maybe say, hey, let's take advantage of this, you know, as good as he is and not being there?
Well, yeah, he's a great player. And you know, not just stopping the run, but creating, you know, mismatches up front in the pass game too. So, you know, we're going to come at them with, you know, with our game plan that we put together, and, you know, it probably, you know, we'll just have to see how the game unfolds.
Ben, does the fact that you guys have been so successful through the years make it any easier or more difficult to deal with what you've had to go through thus far?
Well, like I said before, it's very frustrating and difficult, but a lot of guys have experience with this team, and we just keep pushing forward, and that's the key to try and just put it behind you and move on and look forward to this week.